In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Peter J. Scare, a professor at our Fort Wayne Seminary, recently wrote, quote, "A couple of people have come up to me today and said, basically, what matters is that we all believe the same thing and that we love one another. That's what religion is all about." And then he made the critique, saying, "It's like they swallowed and regurgitated an aisle of Hallmark cards." And then he goes on to explain how Christianity is about more than that, namely Jesus Christ and what he did to save us from God's judgment. Today we hear what Christianity is all about, as the Apostle Peter makes the inspired confession of Jesus, "You are the Christ, the Son of the living God." And having said that, what is the very first thing that Jesus talks about his mission as the Christ? The forgiveness of sins. It is the doctrine we call the office of the keys, that is the authority and power to bring God's forgiveness to penitent sinners. This office is given to the whole church. It is given to you as a disciple, his follower, his representative to your family, friends, acquaintances, and fellow members of our parish. It is also given to pastors to proclaim and apply publicly to all. That this is given to every Christian, but also in a special way to the church's pastors, is revealed in our text, especially in what Jesus says to Peter. Employing a little play on words, Jesus says to him, "You are Peter," that is, Petros in Greek. "And on this rock," that is, Petra, "I will build my church." Now, the controversy through the ages has been for some to insist that this passage means that Jesus builds his church on Peter and his successors, the popes of Rome. Others insist, no, Jesus is saying he will build his church on Peter's confession of faith. Well, the truth is, however, once again, that Jesus means both the confession of the church of every Christian among what we call the priesthood of all believers, but also Peter as the head of the apostles, the first among equals. For the church is built on the foundation of the apostles and prophets, as St. Paul says. And the Christian confession must be made by Christian people. So what does it mean to confess Jesus is the Christ? In our text, it means to exercise the office of the keys, that is, to dispense God's gift of the forgiveness of sins to any and all who repent. Sounds easy enough, or is it? This is what Jesus said his primary mission is, as when he spoke in Luke chapter 4, as if reading his call document, "The Spirit of the Lord is upon me because he has anointed me," Christ means the anointed one, "anointed me to proclaim good news to the poor. He has sent me to proclaim liberty or release to the captives, to set at liberty or release those who are oppressed." In the Lord's Prayer, he has us not only pray, "and forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us," but he even singles out this petition among the seven with a special emphasis, saying, "For if you forgive others their trespasses, your heavenly Father will also forgive you. But if you do not forgive others their trespasses, neither will your Father forgive your trespasses. Why wouldn't you forgive others their sins? Why? Now, when he says this, this doesn't mean that God's forgiveness to you is somehow dependent upon your forgiveness of others. It does mean or imply that if you do not forgive others their sins, it reveals that you really don't know what forgiveness is all about yourself, revealing that you may have rejected, ignored, or refused to really believe that God has actually forgiven you. It is called the office of the keys. The forgiveness of sins is the entrance into the kingdom of God. But keys also lock doors. And this is the authority also to warn sinners who refuse to repent that their sins remained bound to them. Yes, though Christ paid for all sin on the cross, and therefore we can say all sins have been forgiven, not everyone receives this forgiveness because of unbelief. No, thank you, God. I'd rather take care of it myself. To receive God's forgiveness, I need to hear it. As St. Paul says, so faith comes from hearing, and hearing through the word of Christ. When some sin has come between us, has exercised its power to divide us, to separate us from each other, because that's what sin does, I need to hear. I need to speak the words, I forgive you. I remember early on, high school, early college, in former days after the confession of sins in the divine service, when the called and ordained pastor would speak in the stead and by the authority of the very real and present Savior, I forgive you all your sins. I would almost have the automatic reflex of immediately responding with a cleansing breath. Behold the Lamb of God who takes away the sin of the world. To forgive means to take away the power of sin. To forgive someone of their sin does not mean forgive and forget, however. It means that though that sin may be recalled in the memory, I hereby declare that I will not allow that forgiven sin ever to exercise its power between us anymore. Which is a fancy way of saying not only to bury the hatchet, but also to refuse to dig it up again, saying in some future argument, oh yeah, remember when you... The confession of Jesus as the Christ, the Son of the living God, is to confess his mission. His mission to save sinners by the forgiveness of their sins. And since, as long as we are in this flesh, we remain both saints and sinners at the same time, it means to learn to live in the forgiveness of sin by daily contrition and repentance, that our sin may be drowned and die with all sins and evil desires, and that a new man should emerge and arise to live before God in righteousness and purity forever. God's gift to you in holy baptism makes this possible. Confess Jesus to be the Christ, the Son of God. Receive the grace and forgiveness of your sins in order that we may likewise make available to others that same grace and forgiveness, that we may be his own and live under him in his kingdom and serve him in everlasting righteousness, innocence, and blessedness, just as he is risen from the dead, lives and reigns to all eternity. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.